So it's always good to begin by just straightening up and settling into your posture. Anytime during a meditation sit, if you're feeling dozy or losing concentration or whatever, you can always stretch up and settle in again. And we're going to start with taking a few moments to get into our bodies. We've just spent a lot of time in our heads. But let's notice what it's like to be in a body. So if you can feel your arms hanging from your shoulders like just a weight hanging. And your hands on your knees or in your lap. You can feel the weight, you can feel the touch of clothing. Maybe temperature. If your fingers are cold or your arms are hot. And if you need to move them a little bit to get them settled, you can do that. What do these two arms feel like right at this moment? And notice your legs. You can feel yourself sitting on the cushion or on the floor or the chair. Maybe you can feel your sit bones there. Feel your thighs, your knees and your lower legs pressing against each other. Maybe you've got an itch or a pain. Just notice that. If you have tensions that you can consciously release, you can do that. Move a little to get more comfortable if you need to. But see if you can really get inside your body. Get down inside your legs and feel it from the inside out. Feel your feet. Maybe you notice tired muscles or tingling or, you know, whatever you're feeling. Notice that. Don't try and change anything. Unless it's to consciously relax, that's okay, but just notice what the legs and your feet feel like. By the way, this is an example of sensory clarity. I'm getting very specific about what you feel in your body. And equanimity is allowing whatever you feel to be there. If you feel a little bit chilly, you just let it be there. That's equanimity. If you feel an itch, but you're able to just notice an itch without having to scratch it, then that's having some equanimity. So move up to your head now. The top of your head and the back of your head. I find that a little bit harder to feel. So you might have less clarity about feeling what you feel in your head, but you can have very good clarity about the fact that you don't have a lot of feeling in your head. Notice your face. There's probably some tension in there, so if you're able to unwrinkle your brow and unclench your teeth, let your eyes relax back. Let your tongue relax in your mouth. Notice what it feels like when you relax. And everything might tense up immediately again. And then you notice that and you allow that. And if you want to, you can try and relax again. Your neck and shoulders are also a place that we commonly tense, put our stress there. For me, it's very difficult to intentionally relax my neck and shoulders. So for me, I just notice the tension and I accept that there's tension. And I try and get inside it and see what it feels like. Maybe you don't have tension there, in which case you can enjoy the feeling of relaxation. And then finally, we'll move down into the torso. Both outside, you can feel your back leaning against the chair. You feel your front, maybe clothing on it. Maybe you can feel inside. If you have a rumbly tummy, or you can feel your heartbeat, or anything like that, that's sensory experience. So for a moment, just explore what your torso feels like right now. And if you want, you can zoom your attention out so that you're covering your whole body with attention all at once. See if you can feel everything, your arms and legs and head and torso all at once. This is the physical sensation of being in a body right now. And it may be different in 2 seconds. Well, it will certainly be different in 2 seconds. So as soon as you know what your body feels like, then you can look again and see what it feels like now. Just hold the whole thing. Whole body at once in your attention. This is a technique that you could call a body inventory or a body scan. It's not the most commonly used style of body scan, but the idea is the same. We're not interested in thoughts right now or emotions, just in what this body feels like. So if you'd like to take the next 5 minutes or so and do that again on your own, just go through your body piece by piece. If you prefer to do it in a different order, you know, top down or whatever works for you, spend a few moments in different parts of your body, just noticing what they feel like now. Notice that they feel different than they did before. Or maybe you notice different things about it that you didn't notice. You're not looking for anything, you're just moving your attention around and allowing whatever is happening . You're paying attention to your body with mindful awareness. Now, I said we're not interested in thoughts. I didn't say that you'll have no thoughts. We have brains that have evolved to think, and so you will have thoughts. Some people may have a lot, and some people may only have very subtle hints of thoughts, but your brain is still working. And that's fine. Let those thoughts, no matter how loud or raucous they may be, let them just be in the background doing their thing. You can choose to pay attention to physical sensations even though thoughts are happening. That's your concentration. But it takes a lot of practice. So don't be surprised when you find yourself getting distracted by thinking. But every time you do notice that you're not paying attention to your body anymore, you can move your attention back to your body, choose to put it there, and start paying attention again to physical sensations. Just start wherever you left off. You may find that you've only been 1 second back in your body and you've just spent 30 seconds thinking about something. Well, that's great. You noticed. That moment of noticing is a moment of concentration. And that gives you the opportunity to choose to put your attention somewhere again. It's like lifting weights. Every time you notice that you're not paying attention to what you chose to, and you bring your attention back, that's like one curl, lifting the weight once. It takes a lot of curls to strengthen that muscle. So that's actually the work of learning concentration. So continue with your body scan or whatever it is you're doing for a few more minutes. If you're feeling sleepy, straighten up your spine again. You can open your eyes just a little bit to let in a little light. Or if you're really sleepy, you can open them a lot and close them again or keep them open. This is a hard time of day to meditate, so it's not uncommon to feel sleepy.